You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Torah tells us that when it came to the Avodas HaBeis HaMikdash, besides the uniqueness of the Makom HaMikdash itself, which I discussed last week, and the Kalim that were in the Beis HaMikdash, which I discussed at length last week, today I'm discussing the people who were the major servitors, the ones who were the Meshamshei HaMikdash, the ones who took care of the Beis HaMikdash, who did the Avedis HaKarbanos, who took care of all the Tzarchi HaTzibo that had to be done within the concept of Avedis Hashem in the Makam HaMikdash, 365 days a year. And in particular, I'm speaking about the Levim in general, but the Kohanim in particular. And what's unique about the Kohanim, as you can see in this parsha, is not only we're talking about the religious level of spirituality that was possessed by the Kohanim and Levim of Klal Yisrael, but we're talking about also special begadim that they were required to wear in order for them to perform the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash itself. To highlight the importance of the Big Day Kahuna, there's one Maamar Chazal that stands out above all the other ones, in which it tells us you can have the most miyuchis, most genealogical fit kohen in existence today that can trace their lineage back to Aaron HaKohen, and there are some kohenite mishpachas that have that type of shtayichus. You can be the biggest Talmud Chacham on the face of this earth as being a kohen, a tzaddik yisrael olam. You can have every maila of personal kedusha and sanctity that you can expect a human being to be able to possess. But there's one major prerequisite, as we're going to see in this week's parsha, that is crucial in order to serve as a servitor, as an actual person who's involved in bringing korbanos, is you have to wear a certain set of clothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded that Klal Yisrael manufacture in order that the Kohanim should have the halachic ability to perform the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. If you want to know how important these begadim are, the Maamar Chazal, which I'm quoting very quickly, is really the one that tells you the importance of these begadim. The Maamar Chazal is, when the Kohanim wear the begadim of the Big Day Kahuna, whether you're a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedyot, Kasher Bigdeyam Aleim Kudushasam Aleim, when the Kohanim wear the special Big Day Kahuna that Hashem gave a divine command to make and to literally put upon them during the Avodah, when they wear those begadim, they have the proper Kedusha that's needed for them to be able to perform the Avedis HaMikdash. Ukesh'ein Bigdeyam Aleim. But if they don't wear the special Big Day Kahuna, even if they're missing only one piece of the begadim they have to wear, one of the eight of the Kohen Gadol, one of the four of the Kohen Hedyot, if only one begad's missing, kasha ein bigdayim aleim, when the melchusa begadim ein kudushasam aleim, the kedusha and sanctity of the Kohen to do the avoda is no longer present. So it seems, as we're going to analyze today, that the begadim are literally mission critical in order for the Kohanim to function as divine functionaries in the Beis HaMikdash, to perform all the Avedis HaMikdash. Today we're going to analyze why Begadim are so important in general, and why when it comes to Avedis HaMikdash, Begadim are crucial, based upon the Maamar Chazal I just quoted. So please listen carefully as I make the presentation to you. I first want to make an historical statement that you should understand something that perhaps might not be as clear as it should be, but it's something that the Rambam and the Midrash emphasizes going back to the time of Yaakov Avinu. Chazal tell us Yaakov Avinu had the schus of creating the Yud Bei Shvatim, the 12 Shvatim that made up Klal Yisrael. It was a Shiftei Kah. It was a Klal Yisrael, 12 tribe entity. Yaakov, before he passed away, Isha Sheke Bechasu Be'erchasam, he blessed them that they should be Masliach and all the unique avodos, all the things they're going to be doing in this world that they were put in this world to do, They should have the siyata d'shmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accomplish what they're supposed to do and dedicate what they do to avodas Hashem on every level possible, no matter what type of activity they're going to be involved with. But the Rambam points out in the first chapter, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, a very important historical fact. And that is that when Avram and Yitzchak, in trying to makarv the world back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people who were given the charge of being an Arla Goyim even before Klal Yisrael as an entire entity came into existence, that Avram started this, he then gave over this, his chayvus to Yitzchak, and then Yitzchak basically gave over this chayvus, this responsibility to Yaakov. And the way the actual specific statement is, Yitzchak hodiyah liYaakov umino lalamed, he was supposed to be the teacher, the mentor, to spread Hashem's divine essence and how we are oved Hashem, at least at that time, we were Shev Mizmei Noach for the whole world at large. And the Yoshev Malamud Machzir, and Yitzchak was involved in doing this. When it came to Yaakov Avinu, his turn, Yaakov Avinu, Limei Banav Kulam, he taught all of his children, the Yud Bei Shvatim, the charge he received from Yitzchak, and Yitzchak received to Yaakov to be spiritual mentors to the world at large, to be role models. However, says the Rambam, Hivdil Levi, of all the 12 children, he set aside Levi, his son Levi, him and his children, Umino Rosh Hoshiva B'Yeshiva, he made him the leading Rosh HaYeshiva, the one who's the major Torah mentor of all the other Yud Bei Shvatim. He gave him a job as being the actual Rosh Yeshiva himself. Lalame Derech Hashem, to teach the children of Klal Yisrael to all the world the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lichmar Mitzvahs Avram, to fulfill what Avram started, that Levi should be continuing to teach this to the children of Klal Yisrael and to the world at large when it comes to how we serve Hashem. The tziva, and then the Rambam says, that Yaakov gave a tzav, a command, as banav, when it came to the charge to all the children of Klal Yisrael, shelo yafsiku mebnei Levi, mamuna acha mamuna, that the Shevet Levi has a halachic obligation, and Klal Yisrael has the obligation to make sure this takes place, that the spiritual leadership of Levi should be transferred from one generation to the other generation. Kedei shelo yishtachach halimud, the limud of Torah, of hashkafes haTorah, hashkafes Hashem, should be transferred from generation to generation through the members of Shevet Levi. And then Chazal tell us that this was the tzav, that when it comes to teaching Torah, when it comes to spreading Hashem's divine message, the spiritual leadership of Klal Yisrael was given to Shevet Levi. The Rambam says Shevet Levi always were oimid in the mitzvahs avos. La'avid Shevet Levi v'edazara, that Shevet Levi never was involved in any type of idolatrous worship, even during the time of the Cheta Egel. They were the ones who ultimately punished those who were involved. And to show you how powerful this Rambam is, there is a Medrash Agada in the Pirkei de Reb Elezer, in Perek Lamed Zayin, for those who want to look it up, where the Medrash says the following statement. It says that when it comes to Levi, historically, Ola Levi, Kedush Hashem, Levi became the Holy One to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ubircho, and received a special blessing. Shei b'nei Levi mishasim l'fanav b'oretz, that the b'nei Levi should do the spiritual avodah of Hashem in the world, in the terrestrial world in which we live. Kemalachei hashareis b'shemayim, like the angels do the sheiris of Hashem in Shemayim, the b'nei Levi should do the sheiris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the face of the earth, in the terrestrial world in which we live. So we therefore see that Shevet Levi was always destined for greatness, destined for spiritual leadership. And for that reason, we should understand that even before the chet of the Egel Hazav, before all the other chatoim, Levi was going to be the spiritual mentor of Klal Yisrael. The Bechorim perhaps were going to bring the Karbanos, but the Limud HaTorah was going to come from Shevet Levi to all of Klal Yisrael. And ultimately, after the chet of the Egel Hazav, the Hakravas HaKarban was taken away from the Bechorim of Klal Yisrael, given to Shevet Levi. But in this particular case, the Rabbeinu Shalom in Shevet Levi made a chilek between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKayin. The ones who are going to be now the ones in charge on a leadership role as the chief spiritual leaders of Klal Yisrael were going to be Aaron HaKayin and his children. Aaron became the Kayin Gadol. He was given the chief responsibility of all of Shevet Levi's descendants to be the one to be the major Kohen Gadol, and the Kohenim were going to be the major disseminators of Torah to Klal Yisrael, as I shall point out to you. Levi was going to accompany them and be also involved in Limud HaTorah, but the lead role was taken by Aaron. Moshe was going to be the one who could obviously brought the Shevet Levi into existence, the leader of Shevet Levi in his time. His children or his progeny were going to be basically Levium, but the Kohen and Kohen Gadol positions were going to come from the progeny of Aaron HaKohen. This is the divine decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Explicit statements throughout the Chumash basically solidifying this appointment, Ledoros, forever and forever. And therefore, if that's the case, the Rabbeinu Hashem's decision was, when it came to Avodas HaMikdash, that the Mesharsim involved in doing all the Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash, including Hakrovas HaKarban, were going to be the Kohanim led by Aaron HaKohen, and then helping them in their mission were going to be the Levim, who also served to help the Kohanim in their specific Avodah. They were the only ones authorized to do this Avodah. They're the only ones who are allowed to be involved in this Avodah. Other people can come from Klal Yisrael to watch, to see, to observe, and see the Avodah taking place in the Beis HaMikdash, watching from afar to see all the Avodahs being done by the Kohanim with the help of the Levium. But one thing was important in Parshas Tetzava. Hashem taught us that when it comes to doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, so the pasuk says, "Ve'asisa bigdei kodesh la'aron achicha la'kavod la'tiferes." You have to make holy clothing. It should be for respect and to cause splendor. And therefore, atotetabel kol chachmei leiv Hashem yileisi ruach chachma. All those artisans that I gave him a special siyata d'shmaya from Shemayim, that they should be able to manufacture all the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. I gave him special chokhmas alev to know how to manufacture the begodim of kahuna as well. And therefore, for us who is big day Aaron, lakash lachan oli, I want you to make the begodim of Aaron to mekadishim for me. And when it came to Aaron HaKohen and every kohen gadol in the future, there was shmona begodim, the cheshen, the ephod, the me'il, ksenis tashbeitz, the mitznefes, the avnate, ultimately the tzitz hazov, which is Kedesh Lashem that he wore on his forehead. These were the eight begodim that the Kohen Gadol had to wear for him to function as the Kohen Gadol Kol Hashana Kula. Even on Yom Kippur, he functioned outside the Kedesh HaGadoshim wearing his big day Hazav, the Kavod Ulatiferes. And when it came to the regular Kohanim, they also had to wear a special form of a me'il, a special cloak that they wore, a special hat that they put on their head, special breeches they wore under their me'il, and also, quite obviously, a special gartel, an avnate that Kohen Gadol wore. They had to wear a Kohen Gadol's avnate as well, with the special type of colorations, a mixture of wool and flax, as the Rambam passes, behold, like that shita, that the gartel worn by the Kohen Hedit was the same type of gartel worn by the Kohen Gadol. and it had to have in it wool and flax together, the Gezeirus HaKosov, this mitzvah overrides the Isser of Shatnez. All these Kohenim, whether the Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedyot, had to wear their Begadim. If the Kohen Gadol was missing one of the eight, if the Kohen Hedyot was missing one of the four, Ein Bigdayim Aleim, Ein Kudushasim Aleim, the Begadim were Mekadish them. So we see from this statement alone the importance in Chashivas of Bigdei Kohuna. But I want to go deeper than that today. I want you to listen to me very carefully, because even if we're not Kohenim Gedolim, even if we're not Kohenim Hedyot, we're Pashata B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael. You have to hear what I have to say today when it comes to the importance of clothing in the eyes of the Rabban Hashem when it comes to Klal Yisrael. If you look in the Chumash, you find that the Rabban Hashem defines for us various purposes of wearing clothing. The first time clothing is mentioned is in the Chumash, after the Chet of the Eitz Adas Tevera. The Torah tells us, Vayas Hashem Elokim La'adam U'Ishto Kosnos Or Val Yabishem. The Rabban Hashem was the first clothing manufacturer to manufacture official clothing for Adam V'Chava, the first human beings on the face of this earth. They were Kosnos Or, they were made of some furry material. And not only did Hashem make it for them, Vayabishem, the Rabban Hashem clothed them with this clothing. He showed them where to put the clothing, how to put the clothing on, what parts of the body must be covered with clothing in order for you to be halachically clothed when you stand in front of the Rabban Hashem. Since Adam and Chava were not dressed properly when they heard the Kol Hashem, Mishalach B'Sei Chagan, they hid themselves. And the Rabban Hashem said, in order for you to stand in front of me and pray in front of me and have direct communication, B'Nevuah, together with me, you have to wear clothing that covers the top of your body and the bottom of your body, covers all the parts of the skin of your body that have to be covered when you're speaking and talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Total coverage. And therefore, Vayabishem, he dressed them and showed them how long they have to be, what parts of the body have to be covered. So the first purpose of clothing we see over here is the concept of Kisa Erva, covering the Erva of the body, is a crucial factor involved in speaking, talking to Hashem, doing his avoda. And we know for a fact that when it came to the Big Day Kahuna, each Kain had the begadim measured exactly to fit his body, to cover every part of the body as considered an erva, as it relates to doing an avoda and literally standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu when you're doing the avodas HaKadosh in the Beis HaMikdash, whether you're a Kain, whether you're a Levi. Hashem did not want any erva to appear in any of the avodah taking place. That's why you couldn't even make steps. You can't go on the Mizbeach on top of steps. You shouldn't cause any erva to be appearing by you walking on steps up. It has to be a ramp. Therefore, there's no ever being shown. So the first purpose of clothing in Hashkafas HaTorah is covering our erva, which separates us from the animals of the world. The beasts of the world, as animals walk around without a covering. They don't need a covering. They have the covering of the skin and the fur that grows on their body. Human beings, we cannot walk around without clothing. We have to wear special clothing to show that we are human beings. We're a Tzelem Elokim. We represent Hashem's divine essence in this world. And we have to conduct ourselves as human beings with a higher level of Kedush and sanctity and Tzelem can we have by wearing clothing that define us as human beings distinctly from the animal kingdom. Vayabishem, that's the purpose of that first pasuk. But as we continue in the Chumash, we find out the other purposes behind the concept of clothing. We know in the world at large, different people in different professions wear special types of uniforms in order to teach people what their professional purpose is in this world. Police have their uniforms. People in the fire department have their uniforms. People in the army, navy, marines, or people involved in military service have their uniforms. Nurses have their uniforms. Doctors have their uniforms. What they wear as begadim defined what their occupation is. Another purpose, therefore, of the Big Day Kahuna was to define the purpose of what their purpose in this world was. They wore a special uniform called the Bigdei Kahuna. The Kohen Gadol wore his uniform. The Kohen Hedyot wore his uniform. The Levim wore their uniforms. All of these uniforms were supposed to give the people who are wearing them the awareness what their functional role is on the face of this earth, who they are, what they are, and what their tachlis is. And therefore, wearing the Bigdei Kahuna was a reminder to them. If I look in the Sefer HaChinuch, when it comes to the Sheirish of the Mitzvah, of wearing Bigdei Kahuna, says over here, the Sefer HaChinuch very, very specifically, that a person's actions shape their character and give them a definition of how they're supposed to think and how they're supposed to act. When a person's a Shliach HaTzibor, when it comes to the person who's the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedyot and Levim, of a Shlichi HaTzibor, you have to have your mind grasped and connected. A Kavah Avoda on the type of Avoda you are doing. You have to wear special Begadim that are specifically set aside to be worn when you're doing your Avedas Hashem in the Migdash. When you look at all the parts of your body and you see these special clothing, you realize your Me'ira Belibo, Lefnemihu Oved, who you're doing this service for. You realize I only wear these Begadim when I'm being a servitor, I'm being a Mishares in Avedas Hashem in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same way we as Jews, as men, wear tefillin, which are supposed to give us a zikaron of who we're davening to and who we're praying to. The fact of the matter is the Kohen Gadol also wore tefillin, but despite the tefillin he wore, he had a chiyuv to wear other begadim to remind him exactly his unique role as a Kohen Gadol or as a Kohen Hedyot. The Sefer Chinuch says, when he looked at the kesenes as it draped every part of his body, when he looked at how long the sleeves were, how far the robe went down to the bottom of the floor, when he was able to see above his head a hat, an avnet, that hovered over his head, he was able to see it literally coming out from in front of his eyes. He was able to look up and see this special hat. The Kohen Gadol also wore a special tzitzas of on his metzach, on his forehead, a golden one that says, Kodesh LaHashem, that everything we do has to be with Kedusha for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When all of this basically was on his body, he realized that he had to therefore conduct himself in a way, a nigug of kavod habayis, to do his avoda with tremendous intense machshava. The lavush therefore facilitated him in being able to therefore gear his kavanas in the proper way. And when people saw the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot and the Levim dressing in a certain way, this caused the Beis HaMikdash to be raised to a higher level of Kedushas HaMakom. You realize this caused Hagdolas HaBayis. It caused more reverence for the Makom HaMikdash. That people should realize when you come here, you're coming into a very holy location. So we therefore see that the Bigdei Kahuna, besides being Mekadosh, the Kohenim allowing him to do the Avoda, sent Machshavos into the mind of the Kohen, who you are, what your purpose is, what your functional role is. Their uniform gave them distinct messages of how they're supposed to conduct their life and do what they have to do when it comes to Avedis Hashem. That is why the third concept of the Begadim of Kahuna is to teach us a very important factor, that a person acts the way they are clothed. We know in modern society we have leisure clothing, and when you wear leisure clothing, you act in a leisurely way. We have formal clothing that you wear, very, very distinct clothing, whether it's suits, tuxedos, or other types of clothing we wear that are formal wear, that when we wear them, we realize we're going to be in a very distinct, very special location and have to conduct ourselves in a special way. When it came to the Kohanim, the mood swing they had to undergo by wearing these specific garments was to tell them, this is formal clothing. To madgish to the Kohanim, the Kedusha that they're supposed to have, not only externally, but internally, to internalize this Kedusha, to make sure the Avoda is Meyuchedes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to realize that they has the clothing raise them to a higher level of Kedusha to be able to be fit to do Avodas Hashem. It's for this reason that when the Navi describes who the Kohanim are, who the Bnei Levi are, it says the following pasuk: Ki sifsei kohen yishmeru das v'toyi yavakshmi piyu. The lips of the kohen will observe the law. Torah will be sought from the mouths of the kohenim. Ki malach Hashem tzavakasu. Because the kohen is compared to a malach of Hashem, an angel of God doing avedas Hashem. And Chazal point out, what is the meaning of this? So Abarbanel, in his Perish Lechumish, in the Sugya Birchas Kohanim, point out that the word Kohanim Kohen really has two different Hebrew roots. One, he says, is the concept Kohen means Lahachin, to prepare. The purpose of the Kohen Agadol and the Kohen Ahedyot and the Levium were to prepare Klal Yisrael for their Avedas Hashem on a daily ongoing basis. They were the ones who the Sifse Kohen Yishmeru Das, to Yivakshim Yipiyu, they're the ones who taught Torah to Klal Yisrael on a daily basis, ongoing basis. From the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Emes, or Teras Emes, at that time, he was a Levi. Some say even momentarily he was given the Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol when it comes to certain Avodas that he did. But he was the first one as a Levi, as a Kohen, to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. And the fact of the matter is, they were, as the Rambam mentions, a tzav that was given to Yaakov by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell Levi that's their job, that's their mission, the rest of their life is Shevet Levi. They're compared to Malachi Asharis, to Unsheris Hashem in the Medrash that I quoted before. The second root of Kohen is Lechonein, to direct, to guide. This means that they were supposed to be the role models for Klal Yisrael, to show us what it means to a person who is imbued with the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are the ones who Chazal say, Malach Hashem Tzavakos, Im Doim Elo Malach Hashem Tzavakos, the Gemara says, if the Kohen and Levi acts like a Malach Hashem Tzavakos, a spiritual personality on every level, then Tari Yavakshim Epiyu, he's the one who would be Mechonen you, is the one who's supposed to be Mechon, he's the one you're supposed to learn Torah from. So the pasuk I quoted before is basically a pasuk defining the two functional roles of a Kohen. Number one is to be teaching Torah. Number two, to serve as a role model to inspire Klal Yisrael to reach higher levels of spirituality. What's interesting and fascinating is one of the avodas that Kohanim do in the Beis Hamikdash, besides bringing karbanos, was to recite Birchas Kohanim each and every day in the Mokam Hamikdash. There's a mitzvah deraisa to recite Birchas Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. There's a mitzvah deraisa for Kohanim who are not functioning in the Beis Hamikdash, even to this very day, to recite Birchas Kohanim outside the Beis Hamikdash when we daven during the Yom Tovim, in our Bati Knesios and Bati Midrashos, mitzvah say deraisa. What's the Shoresh HaMishnah, says the Sefer Chinuch? Why do we have to have them actually give us the bracha? After all, the Rabban Shalom says that the Birchas HaKohanim, Sami Shmiya B'nei Yisrael V'ani Avarchem, the bracha comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do we need Kohanim in the middle to literally be holding their hands out and pointing to us and giving us the bracha that is basically mentioned to them word by word by the Shliach Tzibur? What do we need the Kohanim as the intermediaries? So says the Sefer Chinuch, a very beautiful thing. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants the bracha to be chal upon Klal Yisrael on the highest level. When you have Kohanim who are Kedoshim, who are people who are Mechinim Klal Yisrael by teaching them Torah, Kohanim who Mechinim, who direct us as role models, who are Doim Malach Hashem Tzavakos, that raises the consciousness of Klal Yisrael to a higher spiritual plane. When we therefore are inspired by having the Kohanim lead us in Avedas Hashem, and we watch them and see what they do, and we see the whole way they conduct themselves, this raises Klal Yisrael to a higher spiritual plane, says the Sefer Chinuch. And when we therefore have Hashem bestowing on Yavarchem the bracha Birchas Konim that deals with the concepts of Klal Yisrael having a physical shmira, protection by Hashem, the concept of Hashem giving us the ability to understand the complexities of the Torah to the most deepest level we possibly can comprehend, the concept of Shalom being protected as a national entity against all external harms and being able to live in an environment of peace. All of this comes from the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Spiritual prosperity, physical prosperity, and the fact that we have prosperity as living b'shalom in a world of shalom, being able to do our avodas, being the Erla Goyim. The Konim allow us, through their facilitation, through their inspiration, to raise us to the higher levels. When the Birchas Konim comes to us, it comes to us on a level of us hiring and intensifying our avodas Hashem and our connection to Hashem, that we should receive the bracha on the highest level. So they are functionaries bringing us close to Hashem in their avodas Hashem in the Makam HaMikdash. They personify the Sif Sekon Yishvu Das V'Tevach Shemipiyu Ki Malach Hashem Sefakos Tu. What's interesting to note when it comes to a specific similarity in expression, in Birchas Kehun it says in Parshas Naso, Somu Shmiya B'nei Yisrael V'Ni Avarchem, place my name on the Jewish people and I will bless them. I mean placing Hashem's name on Klal Yisrael. It means imbuing Klal Yisrael that they have a responsibility of emulating HaKadosh Baruch Halakta B'derachav, raising themselves amongst all the other members of society to realize that you are the Am Segula, you are the nation that has been picked to be the role model example for the rest of the world of what it means to be dedicated and feel respect and kavod and fear and awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kohanim are supposed to put Hashem's name on us. Let us feel the shame of Hashem penetrate every fiber of our being, our entire heart, Hashem says. And when they reach that level, I'll give them a very, very powerful Birchas Kehuna. But a continual pasuk in Parshas Kisavo says, V'ro kol ami aretz, when the nations of the world see, ki shem Hashem nikra lecha, that the Kohanim succeeded, and they see the name of Hashem has permeated every member of Klal Yisrael, God's name is called upon them. They see that Klal Yisrael are conducting themselves halachta b'derachav in the darkei Hashem. They're causing a kiddush shem shemayim in their everyday activities between themselves, ben adam lechavero, ben adam lemakom. When they see how different we are, how spiritual we've become, because God's name is imprinted upon us, the Kohanim did a good job. The Yarimi Mecca, the Gaon said that means that the whole world, when they see us on this plane, this level, will learn Yiras Hashem, fear of God, reverence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By watching the way the Jews conduct themselves, they'll conduct themselves accordingly and also become close to Hashem. Not that they have to become Jews, they can be Chassidim B'nai Noach, that also get a place in Olam Haba as the Rambam Paskens and Hilchos Malachim. But they have to be Yireim v'Shleimim and do their Zayin Mitzvos as Chassidim as Olam, the same we as Jews have to do our Tayag Mitzvos l'Shem Shemayim and do it on the highest level possible. It's for this reason that in the preamble of Kabbalah Satira, the Rebbeinu Hashem said something quite interesting to us. Before we accepted the Achrayis of Torah Mitzvos and Nasa V'Nishma, Hashem said to Moshe, I want you to give the following message to my Jewish people, my future Am Segula. V'atem tiyuli mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. I want you to be a nation of kohanim and a holy people. So the obvious question you got to ask yourself is, a nation of priests? Only priests we know of are Shevet Levi, and specifically the Shevet Levi that were made the kohanim. Why is all Klais called a mamleches kohanim and a Goy Kadosh? Because the purpose of the activities of the Kohanim and the Levim, with their inspiration of placing Hashem's name upon us and in us and giving us the ability to raise ourselves, all of Klal Yisrael then becomes a Mamleches Kohanim. All of us become representatives of Hashem's existence in this world. We become a Goy Kadosh, a holy nation, a role model example to the world, what it means to be imbued with the Spirit of God. And Mamlechskon means that even though the Kohen and Levi were given the job in particular, all of Klal Yisrael have to become a nation of Kohenim, preaching Hashem's divine commands and hashkafis and ideologies to the world at large. A different way of saying Or LaGoyim is Mamleches Kohanim, as the Netziv points out in his parish in Chumash. And therefore, if that's the case, the same way when it came to Avram Avinu, when he was changed from Avram to Avraham, and he was I've made you the spiritual father of the world to inspire them in the spirituality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Avram spent his whole life together with Sarah remaining, being Makariv, the men and women in the world that were willing to be Makariv, to therefore believe in Hashem, believe in monotheism, and believe in Achdus Hashem. So the same functional role of Avram and Sarah, being universalists, taking care of the world at large, besides their own particularist concerns for their own mishpacha, Klal Yisrael had the mandate to continue this, and therefore, Nasi Akim Latopa Socheinu, that Avram was looked upon as the Nasi Hashem. He was looked upon, therefore, as the Avraham Angayim. Klal Yisrael have that mission, and they had to accept that responsibility of being Mamalechas Kanyi V'Gai Kadosh, before Hashem gave them the Torah and they're able to mekabel with Nasa V'Nishma. We therefore see from all of this the power of what Kohen and Levim were able to do, what Klal Yisrael have the capacity to do in emulating the Kohenim and Levim and their Avedis Hashem, and therefore the importance of giving Chashivus to acting and conducting ourselves in a certain way. But one of the ways we have to conduct ourselves, we see from all of this, is by the type of begadim we wear. And the type of clothing that we wear impacts upon who we are and what we are. If you look very, very simply in the psukim in Megillas Esther, when it describes the what Esther and Mordechai were able to accomplish and the power they obtained in being able, napachu, to turn the gzeirah against Klal Yisrael into a tremendous taiva ubracha, that Klal Yisrael were literally able to make a Purim and celebrate this and go to Eretz Yisrael and build the second base of Mikdash with the bracha of Dayavish number 2, who was the melech of Persia at that time. It says, Vatalbesh Esther Malchus. When Esther carried herself, she walked around as she's part of Malchus. She wore Big Day Malchus. You were able to feel a special aura in Esther, even though she was not a Kohen, even though she wasn't a Kohenes. But nevertheless, she conducted herself as a Malka. She wore begadim of Malchus. When it comes to Mordechai, the Megillah also says, U'Mordechai Yosem Lefnei HaMelech B'Levush Malchus. He walked in front of Hashem as a Melech in Malbush. He also wore Big Day Malchus. He was therefore looked upon as a royal individual. She was the Malka, he was the Melech. When it comes to not only what they said and what they did, but the way they dressed, the way they conducted themselves, you felt a sense of Malchus in the way they looked and the way appeared to people who observed the Avedis Hashem. What's fascinating to note, when you read this coming Friday night and you look in the Eishes Chayil that we sing right after we say the Shalom Aleichem, before we make Kiddush, we talk about the Eishes Chayil Mihimsa. One of the fascinating things, if you look very carefully in the words this Friday night, you will see the emphasis towards the clothing that was worn by Ignatius Chayil. The Pasuk says, Oiz v'hada levusha. She wore clothing that was through splendor, through strength. The Ignatius Chayil dresses and conducts herself as a Malka. She's the Malka, she's the queen of the household. She is the one who sets the tone, the Keres HaBayis. Chochmas Noshim Bonsa Beisa. The Chochma of the woman determines the spiritual direction of the house in all of its facets, Chazal point out. Kavuda Bas Melech Panima. The covet of the Malka, the wife, is the major impact, is the internalization of that Kedusha and Tara of the woman, the wife, the mother, upon the people who are living in that household. On her husband, on her children, all guests that come, they feel a Malka in charge. And as Panima, it's something that's supposed to be preserved with a level of tznius. The Debashim therefore tells us that when Jews go out into the world, we have to realize the whole world looks upon us as emissaries of God. We're judged differently than the rest of the world. Unfortunately, sometimes in an unjust fashion, as we see happening in the world today. The standard for us is much different than the standard for every other human being on the face of this earth. But we are the B'nai Melech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're the Mamleches Kohanim. We are people who have to send a message and act in a certain way to realize who we are, what we are, and to send a message to the world how they should learn from us and conduct their life accordingly. One of the Chizyonos, one of the Nevuos of Yeshaya HaNovi, is when it comes to the ultimate Binyan Bayishlishi, the ultimate Geula that will take place after the Chevroi Mashiach was suffering now, the Gog Magog Milchama, that the Chofetz Chaim says this is Milchama number 3 that we're experiencing at this point in time. We have a Haftacha from the Nevi'im, from Yechezkel Zechariah, and Mamori Chazal, that this ultimate Geula will end up in a elation and an elevation of Klal Yisrael, that the whole world will realize that we are the Am Segula. We are the Mamlechas Chaim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are a unique people on the face of this earth that were appointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The real God of the world, the Rabbeinu Shalom, will be recognized as the only God. Shema Yisra Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Achdus of Hashem will be realized and understood and perceived when it comes to the end of days, the days we are living now through the Chevroi Mashiach, the Tsar of the Lady of the Birth of Klal Yisrael in its final elated position. It takes time, sometimes it's painful, but ultimately the birth will take place, and the Shira Chadash of Klal Yisrael that we'll sing in the Shirim of Tishbachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be realized and seen at the end of days. Chazal say the miracles that we're going to experience at the ultimate Geula and redemption, as difficult as the situation might be, are going to be even greater miracles than Klal Yisrael experienced when it came to the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsef and the miracles in the Midbar. We're going to see the flaws that we never ever thought we'd ever see before. And the Rabban Hashem is already giving us hints and glimpses of the Yad Hashem behind the scenes, helping us, protecting us from all the wolves of the world that want to devour us. The Shivim, the 70 nations that try each and every day through the UN and other types of places to try to put us down, to try to get rid of us, to try to literally destroy us. The promises of the Bris Bein HaBesarim are now in our eyesight, in Jewish history, able to be revealed. Hashem promised us we're going to be indestructible. And they tried many times, the greatest empires, to destroy us, and they didn't succeed. The Rabban Hashem says we'll succeed with Malami Derech HaTeva. No natural phenomenon will stop Klal Yisrael from succeeding if what they're doing is L'Shem Shemayim. That we're going to get Eretz Yisrael as our homeland and nobody will take it away from us. It's Amar Rasha, like the Torah's Amar Rasha. It's not sheared or taken away or able to be taken away by any Ummah V'Lashayin. We see it happening slowly but surely in many different types of contexts, Bizman HaZeh. But the fact of the matter is, we who have this Matana of Teirush Wapen, Teirush HaBiksav, given to us, Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, for 40 days, 40 nights, Moshe was Mekabel Kol HaTorah L'Kul on HaSinai, and he gave it over to Klal Yisrael. To Moshe was revealed even what people in thousands of years later are going to say when it comes to Chidush HaTorah, an application of Torah to modern phenomenon that are confronting us in our generation. We're living in an historical tekufa, a difficult tekufa, a very painful tekufa, but we have to realize that our state of being malachim, a nation of priests, conducting ourselves the way we talk, the way we walk, the way we interact with people, the type of clothing we wear, that concept of walking around like a Ben HaMelech or Bas HaMelech, it is something we have to be cognizant of, and we have to realize if the Rabban Hashem sees us doing our job, our part, in showing the grandeur and the glory of Klal Yisrael, of the Torah itself, when Hashem sees we're acting b'kavod u'b'tiferes, and he sees us be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. This is one of the segulos, one of the special phenomenon that allows us to be Zalcha for Bias Mashiach and Bias Mashiach Zidkenu. The Gadol, whose memory I mentioned at the beginning of today's year, Harav Agon Rav Yitzchak Isaac Ben Yaakov Solodowski, was a Ben HaMelech. I never saw him dress in any other context, but Bigvei Malchus, when you saw him, you met him, you realize you're talking to a spiritual personality. He wasn't a Kohen, he wasn't a Levi, but he was a Malami Torah to Klal Yisrael his entire life. As the Rambam says at the end of Shemitah V'Yovel, to do what Levi and the Kohenim did is not exclusive to them when it comes to teaching Torah. Anybody in this world who dedicates their life to be Mabit's Torah to Klal Yisrael and wants to be involved in Avedis Hashem and the Mekarev, the Lev of Klal Yisrael, to Avinu Shebashemayim, the Rabban Hashem gives that person Siyata Deshmaya to accomplish that Tachlis, that mission, and they become Kaddish LaHashem, it raises their spiritual level to higher spiritual levels of spiritual accomplishment. Rav Sladasi, Zechad Tzadik Levracha, represented that Aveda. He helped Klal Yisrael in every way he possibly could. On a spiritual level, on a rabbinical level, on teaching Torah level, even on a political level, arguing Klal Yisrael's case to all parts of the world, to the local governmental officials, to the state of government officials, and to the federal government officials. Nothing stopped him to go and to literally fight on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And he's a role model of what it means to be imbued with this concept of Malechas Kanyev Gai Kadosh. His neshama shall have an aliyah through the shir, as I mentioned in the beginning of my remarks today, the beginning of the shir. And each and every one of us could do exactly what he did if we put our heart and mind to it. The men and women of Klal Yisrael are unique and distinct. We've shown and demonstrated this the way we react, even when we're confronted with warfare. The sanctity and covet we have for covet habriyos is simply incredible. No nation on the world fights a war but they're covered to Pharaoh as Klal Yisrael fight a war, even when it deals with our adversaries. We are not mavazah, their body, their tzalim alakim, as the Gayish world did to our bodies, to our people, when they attacked our communities in Eretz Israel a good, many, many months ago. You're definitely two different worlds, two different world hashkafais. We halachte b'derachav, we emulate Hashem. We continue Hashem's covenant in this world, and our kiddush shem shemayim, and doing things l'shem Hashem. Eila barech ve'eila besusim, v'anach b'shem Hashem naskir. The world relies upon their fancy weapons and munitions to fight wars. We b'shem Hashem askir, we mention Hashem's name, we daven, talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many pairs of tefillin had to be made to allow soldiers in the field to have tefillin and to have tzitzis? And to little show Hashem, we're B'Shem Hashem Asker, we're mentioning your name. Besides all our fancy weapons, we realize our success is with our Kodesh Baruch Hu Siyata D'Shemaya. Let us hope and pray that the concept of a Big Day Kahuna and all that it teaches us and how we're supposed to conduct ourselves outwardly and inwardly, that we should internalize all of this and become such a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, the Gula Yeshu Shekam Yamein, Amen V'Yamein. Let us hope and pray for Yeshua's Gedolas, Amen V'Yamein, with B'yis Mashiach Tzakenu.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.